Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. And we interview people that are in numerous pursuits of things on Long Island. Today I have the pleasure of having David Walkoff on the show. And his family has been engaged in a very large project that has a lot of accoutrements that would make life a lot easier, simple, and more enjoyable by virtue of having places to live, work, and entertain yourself. David, we were talking about, the last thing we were talking about was in entertainment. Is there anything inherently built into the system that you're designing that is entertainment, like a theater house?
Oh, definitely. We have, besides the dozen and a half bars and restaurants that we are planning on, we have movie theaters. We're going to build, in our first phase, a $25 million clubhouse for the residents. And that will include, indoor and outdoor pools, basketball court, media rooms, billiard rooms, and those type of places to have our own residents be able to have not only the walking around exercise, but the actual exercise that, that they need.
Well, you have to promise me that you're going to build a karaoke somewhere in there.
I'm sure we'll have a karaoke bar somewhere in the... I like it too.
Do you
not
sing?
Good. I don't ask me to do that now, but I'm
no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
But I do. Doesn't take much. Just not now. No,
you don't get there by drinking water, though.
No. A little harder.
A little harder than that. So yeah, that's interesting. I've been very much supportive of places like the Suffolk Theater. We did a show out there recently. We did a big band with the Perillo band, the New Millennium Jazz Band, which is terrific. And as a matter of fact, they played my wedding about 7 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
And I had Steve DePass. You know Steve DePass?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I don't know.
Anyway, he was the upscale entertainment. This guy used to pull down $20,000 a night doing his gig in Vegas, and because of his personal friendship with me, he did my.
That's wonderful. But on those lungs, what I forgot to mention is also we're going to have a outdoor amphitheater.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Right, and we have an area called the. You ever hear of Soho down in New York City?
Sure.
Where is it at? Early on, it was bohemian and artistic, and so we're going to have something called the Solo District, south of Long Island Expressway. And so we're going to have artists and outdoor amphitheater and a large outdoor sculpture because we believe the arts and the amphitheater, and so we consider music art, obviously, and we believe that adds culture to a community. So you can't just have, living, working, and playing. You have to have some culture, and we plan to add that to our Heartland Town.
Interesting. I've lived in small places, too, in Vermont and Maine. And they're, you think they're culturally deprived. They're not so culturally deprived as you might think. They're very accommodating to the arts, particularly live theater. What you and I call the straw hat.
Right.
And they have lots of it. And it's really pretty good. And so I'm wondering if you're thinking in terms of inviting those kind of troops into your community.
We want a mixture. We figured that we're going to have a mixture of ages within our community. And we're going to program to a mixture. And what's funny is that, you saw a straw hat or even a country music or rock and roll music. Everybody seems, when it's out there and you're giving it to the community, everybody seems to enjoy themselves. We don't want to segregate people. We want them to be joined together and to enjoy everything together. And I think that's what makes a community popular. It's what makes it grow, what makes it strong. And that's what we need. We need people living happily together.
And just to spend a moment on culture, I went into a bar in Vermont on a snowy night because they couldn't drive anymore.
Right.
And there was a bunch of people in the bar, and it was crowded, filled, big place. And they were doing karaoke, and it was all NASCAR drivers, their wives, their mechanics, and their wives. And I walked in, it was like walking into the Twilight Zone because I had nothing in common with any of these people but music.
Right.
And we had a ball.
Yeah, and that's what art does. It brings everybody together.
Yeah.
You know, whether you like it or not, there's a discourse on it. There's an enjoyment of it. And we do not want to deprive our community of that fact.
Yeah, and it was all, they were doing all country music. And back in the day, I did a lot of country music. I don't do so much anymore, but I was doing numbers that they, that was new to them because it was so old. It was, you know, from the days of Ernest Tubb and Ray Alcock and a young Johnny Cash.
Right.
And I was a big hit. I said to myself, these are people I'd never be with in my life and probably will not again, but this was a wonderful time and it was a nice little interlude. But that's what we need to do. We got to make the people who come to those places feel like this is fun.
Absolutely. And it's what will keep them there year after year. It's what will draw in the newer people when they come out of school and keep our people on Long Island, keep them working here, make it as vibrant and as fun as possible. Because, yes, we're going to be dense, but then, you know, we have the public transportation, as we mentioned before, to get around the island so that we can enjoy our parks and our beaches.
Density is fine as long as you have a place to be somewhere that's not dense.
And look, we're not taking over the parks and the beaches. We don't want to do that. We expect people not to enjoy themselves. Have that open space.
Talk about the politics of what you're doing right now, if you will, and maybe you don't.
Hopefully we get into a public hearing by the end of June, hopefully.
Yeah.
And it's approved at that point, and we can start moving forward right away. So, I mean, that's a really quick and dirty, rough, you know, timeline, but we believe we can hit it. We believe that now, more than at any time, is a time now because people are clamoring for this.
If I waved the magic wand and made you able to start today, how long would it complete it?
It's a very large project. So we expect that we're going to build it in phases, three phases, and we expect that it's going to be a 20-year build-out period,
yeah,
fully.
Yeah.
But that we'll have the central part of our Heartland Town Square, phase one, should be built within 5 years. 3 to 5 years.
And before...
Well, depending on the weather, you get a winter like this.
Yeah, well, before the first tenant moves in, you mean?
No, hopefully the first tenant moves in within 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting people right at work to right away, but hopefully people moving in within 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. How much, as a labor contributor, as to how much labor force you would need to build this out, if you're building it out over how many years?
20. Multiples of thousands.
Okay. Thousands.
Thousands.
And they're all skilled, highly skilled people.
We
mostly
hope so. We're building a great looking place.
Yeah.
We hope they're skilled.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about the unions? Is that any help from them?
I just want to say it right now. We are not anti-union.
Okay.
So we are not anti-union.
You know, my experience with unions, and I was a union leader at one point, is that we trained our people very well. And we gave a good quality of labor out there. You know, the product was good.
For this size project, we expect to be using labor.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so if the product is good and you're paying a little bit more, we're used to doing that. We pay a little bit more for a Mercedes than we do for a Buick, you know.
And we will pay commensurate to the job done. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you know, that should not be an issue, and I'm glad it's not from what I hear from what you're saying. I know you've been at it for a long time, and, you know, the planning probably has changed over time. You know, maybe you added accoutrements that weren't in the original plan or something like that.
And it will be constantly changed. And that's the reason why we need the flexibility within our planning zone, you know, and so because things change over time, people ask for different things over time.
You're in the town of Babylon?
Islip.
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 Islip is pretty progressive.
They are. We've got a great board, and I think they're excited about moving forward with this project. And we're going to get a lot of recognition, not just on Long Island, but worldwide.
Do you need any help from, say, legislatively, from the either federal or...
We will take help from anywhere it comes from.
What I mean, I'm not offering it. I have no...
Well, I don't know if you offer, but... people listening out there, you know, help.
Yeah.
It always helps. It always helps to pick up the phone and say, this is the type of project we want.
I think the more important question is, are you having such concentrated opposition?
No, it's always a vocal minority.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's no, no, our town, you know, Brentwood, which is the area,
Brentwood
is in the area that we're in. They're all for it.
Yeah. And they could use a lot of help.
They can
and a better base for the taxes.
And we want to put those people to work too.
And we put, and the better base for that, those taxes mean better education for those people too.
Rising tide floats all boats.
Oh, you bet. And, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, David.
Ernie, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is a project that is worth considering, and I'm glad it's being attacked in you know, in a positive way like you are. This is Ernie Fazio. I've been talking to David Wolkoff, and he is planning a major, major project for Long Island. This is Long Island News Radio, 103.9. Thank you for listening. This is Earnestly Speaking, Ernie Fazio.